You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 307, Devotional Use of Images. Today's challenge. God may permit the use of religious images, see day 179, but we shouldn't kneel before or kiss them. The Bible says you shall not bow down to them, Exodus 25, Deuteronomy 5:9, and it condemns those who have bent their knees to or kissed Baal, 1 Kings 19:18. Today's defense. These prohibitions apply to idols. If there is an idol, a statue of a pagan god, then you absolutely should not kneel before or kiss it. However, not all kneeling and kissing falls under this ban. Scripture contains innocent examples of kneeling, Judges 7:5-6, bowing, Genesis 23, verses 7 and 12, prostration, 1 Samuel 25:24, and kissing, Genesis 27:6. These are physical acts that take their meaning from context. They are outward expressions of an attitude of the heart, but they can convey different things. Kissing your father and kissing an idol of Baal are different. The outward act may be the same, but they convey different attitudes of heart, one indicating filial affection and the other divine worship. Even using these acts in divine worship is not wrong. People devotionally knelt, 1 Kings 8:54, bowed, 2 Chronicles 7:3, and prostrated themselves in God's presence, Deuteronomy 9:18, and devotionally kissed Jesus, Luke 7:38. What makes such acts wrong is using them to reverence a god that does not exist, like Baal, or using them to reverence something that is not a god, supposing that it is, for example, worshiping one of the Roman emperors, like Caligula or Nero, as a god. If one recognizes in one's heart that the thing is not a god, these outward acts are not misdirected divine worship and don't fall under the condemnation. In the ancient world, these actions may have been so closely associated with idolatry that they were to be altogether avoided in the devotional use of images, but we don't live in the ancient world. Today, Catholics who use such devotional practices, which, it should be pointed out, are voluntary, not obligatory, are in no danger of thinking that a statue or an icon is a deity. It's universally recognized that statues and icons are merely symbols of Jesus and the saints, and kneeling before or kissing them is a symbolic way of expressing affection, like kissing the photograph of an absent loved one.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.